The Health Plan. We are here for you. Presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Indians athletics. Now, here's the host, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you in. We are back from our summer vacation. It is Tribe Talk, our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics. This is episode number 72 as we kick off the 2026-2027 school year. Hope everybody had or is still having a relaxing and healthy summer, but we're ready to get back at it. Bridgeport golf season is here. All the fall sports are practicing, and competition for the fall sports also begin this month. So a lot to cover, and we'll be with you here, drop episodes weekly right on through. Usually take you right up until the cusp of the summer break. So looking forward to that. A lot of things have transpired this summer that we'll get caught up on. New coaches and also our athletes accomplishing great things this summer, and that is the focus of this return episode of Tribe Talk, the podcast. We're going to drop in with, had a chance recently to do a one-on-one interview with Alex Randolph, and what a summer he had. The sophomore golfer for the Bridgeport Indians won a very prestigious tournament over the summer, competed in the West Virginia Open, and he is also gearing up to help lead he and a very talented group of Bridgeport golfers into this upcoming golf season. So we'll jump into that here in just a moment. Coming up in our final segment, I'll set the stage here over the next week, mainly golf. Let's see, we've got soccer will be the next after golf to begin their season. That's coming up in a few weeks, so we'll cover that schedule in our next episode. But I do want to tell you in our final segment about our Titletown Tailgate, which is coming up on August the 12th. It's a great community event, a kind of a get-to-know-you, if you will, and also all the fall sports teams, along with our youth football teams, are introduced. It's a fundraiser for the All Sports Boosters, which is an outstanding organization. So tell you more about that coming up in our final segment. First, let's listen into my recent conversation I had with Alex Randolph. You've played a lot of golf this summer. Been a busy summer, but a very successful one. As you look back on it, I know I'm sure your summer went quicker than you were hoping.
For sure. Yeah, I was just talking to my friends about how I'm not ready to be back in this school. But, you know, with school coming back, so does high school season. And high school season was a lot of fun last year, so I'm really looking forward to it this year.
All right, let's talk about some of the highlights. Let's start first with the international tournament you played at Bridgeport Country Club. First off, for our listeners that aren't familiar with that tournament, give us a little background. There were people from all over the world there.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact number, but I think there was just about like 7 countries there, multiple different states in the 20s probably, and it was really cool. Got to meet a lot of new people, learn about some people, and yeah, it's really a blessing to be able to play in that tournament.
You correct me if I'm wrong. You started, you know, day one in the lead, right? Yes. And then, you know, fortunate enough to stay there. You know, take me through, you know, those rounds. You know, obviously you're a young guy. It's a lot of pressure. I mean, we see professionals in major tournaments that may have a first great opening day and then things kind of fall apart. Self-scout yourself over that tournament.
Yeah, so the week before was the junior state am, and I was able to play good the first 2 days and then didn't play well the final day, and I feel like I learned a lot about myself, and so I think it was really good to be able to be in a good spot the final day and being able to learn from that junior am, so I was able to pull it out the next week.
Do you block out the leaderboard? Do you want to know, not want to know?
I used to not want to know, but as time went on, you know, coming down the stretch, I kind of like to know where I'm at. You know, do I need to try and make a couple birdies, or I just, you know, make a couple pars and stay in the lead? So I think that's helped a lot over the years.
Yeah, I would imagine that I'm not a great golfer at all, but I would imagine that's kind of the strategic part of golf. Is, you know, knowing you got to attack this hole, or no, I can kind of lay up and play this one a little more conservative.
Yeah, for sure. Especially coming down the stretch, there's a couple tough holes. So I knew I had about a three-stroke lead coming into the last three holes, so was able to play those conservative. And, you know, if you make par on those three holes, that's a great stretch of golf, so I was able to do that.
So, Alex, playing on that course and that environment, I mean, you've played that course, you know it like the back of your hand. It's your home course. So from a confidence standpoint, how much of an advantage did that give you over the leaderboard when you were coming down to those final couple of holes?
Yeah, I think it was very important the whole week, not even just the last day, you know. There's a lot of little slopes out there on the greens, you know, where to miss it, where to not miss it. And I was able to do a good job of managing my mistakes out there, and I think course knowledge definitely helped with that.
All right, so you win that. You get a reward at the beach for a week. Then you come back and played in the West Virginia Open last week. First off, I wanted to ask you about, you know, having the opportunity to play with your dad.
It was great. It was a great time. We've tried playing in the state amateur the past couple years together, and it just hasn't worked out. So it was really cool to be able to play in the state open together. And I don't, you know, we don't know how many years of good golf we have together. So being able to do it is pretty cool.
I teased your dad early on. I was watching the live scores, and early on, you guys were close, and then not so much after that. You continued to move your way up, and he kind of slid back a little bit.
Yeah, there's some good competition between us over the years. Starting to get his number a little bit. So I think it's really good that we're competitive with each other. It pushes both of us to be better, and it's pretty cool.
Tell me about that environment, because you know, unlike the international, you know, flair, or unlike your regular season, for the most part, you're playing against, you know, your peers. You know, that one, it's, you know, a wide variety. It's, you know, kids your age in high school on up to professional golfers. So I'm sure that's, a different feel.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I've played with Mason Williams a lot before. He's me and him play out at Pete Dye. So being able to see him win especially was really cool. You know, he said in his interview after the round, just people keeping tabs on everybody is the really cool part out there. You know, everybody's wondering where everybody's at, and it's pretty good, really good sportsmanship out there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about him, and I figured you'd played with him. Have you learned things from him?
Yes, for sure. You know, so I played with him about a year and a half ago when I wasn't that great at golf, and he's given me some really helpful tips, just, you know, course management, what to work on, you know. And that's really helped my game this year.
So tell me, what has been, I know if you had the secret sauce or the magic key, you could sell a lot of books, because that's something that most golfers chase forever. But what do you think, what do you account for your improvement in such a short amount of time?
I feel like this year I've done a lot better job of scoring. Last year I just made a lot of pars and not a whole lot of bogeys. But this year I was able to make some birdies, and that's definitely helped the case.
All right, let's talk your golf season. It's here. We're on top of it. So it starts, and it's over quickly. What are some of your personal goals for this year?
You know, obviously making it to states as a team again this year. That was a lot of fun last year. Hopefully doing a little better at states this year if we make it. And, you know, being able to be conference player of the year would be really cool again. You know, Audrey, she's already playing really good this year so far, so I don't think it'll be very easy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about your team. So, you know, obviously we know about you. We know about Ira Kerr, the former West Virginia girls state champion. You know, you got that 3, 4, you know, 5 and 6 spot, which I know has been competitive, and there's a couple of those young guys and young ladies that have really stepped up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially today at Glade Springs, Luke Roerig stepped up big time shooting an 82, and Patrick's been putting in a lot of work this off season, so I'm really excited for it to pay off for him.
I know you're only going into 10th grade, so I'm not gonna wish your high school career away from you, but you know, long-term goals, what are you want to golf collegiately?
Definitely collegiately. Playing at West Virginia in any sport has always been a pretty big dream of mine, so really hoping to make that come true.
And I know you get an opportunity, really, speaking of WVU, to get a first-hand look at what they've done at Pete Dye. out there in terms of facilities. So that I know that'd be exciting for you as well.
Yeah, for sure. I've been able to make some friendships with their players, and was able to go and watch the collegiate event that they held out there, and just seeing all the support that came out for West Virginia formal junior golfer Jack Michael. You know, everybody was out there supporting him, so that was really cool to see.
Hey, buddy, congratulations. It's a heck of a summer. Let's continue it into fall and look forward to watching your career.
Thank you. Thanks.
More Tribe Talk coming up after this from the health plan.
We are there for you to care for you at the health plan. We are here for you.
It's good to have options for your family or employees. Rooted in your community since 1979, the health plan is your trusted partner. Get flexible coverage, exceptional support, and competitive rates.
The health plan, we are here for you.
All right, on the schedule, golf team has a Callaway event coming up next Tuesday, and then they'll start team competition on Thursday, August the 13th. That is a tri match with Lewis County and Grafton, and then next Monday they will be at Fairmont Senior. So that is the competition schedule for this next week. I mentioned Titletown Tailgate. It's coming up on August the 12th at Wayne Jamison Field. Lots of things will happen on that night. Going to have bounce houses for the kids, some entertainment for the young ones, great food, as well as Tom Malott will have his world-famous steak sandwiches for sale. We're going to have Zool's, just a ton of food. So come hungry on Wednesday to Titletown Tailgate. We'll introduce all of the fall sports teams, including the youth football teams as well. The band, cheerleaders, dance team will all perform as well. It's a great annual kickoff to the year. We'll have our second annual duck drop, which is an opportunity for you to purchase ducks from Bridgeport Athletes. They have those now, and you can buy those and get your chance to win a $1,000 first prize if your duck falls closest to the target. Plus, on Titletown Tailgate, the students, each class will compete against each other with some fun, you know, like field day type games. So it's just a terrific night of fellowship and bonding, and an opportunity to kind of get back into the groove of things with the school season right around the corner. So Titletown Tailgate details are available right here on the website at BridgeportIndians.com. It's presented, and it's a fundraiser for the All Sports Boosters, which is a outstanding organization which I'm a member of. And not only can you join and have a family membership that allows you opportunities to buy football season tickets at a discounted rate, also you can get football season parking passes, but also allows for you, if you have a student athlete at Bridgeport High School, to apply for college scholarships and a lot of other great perks. So you can check that out. That information is available also here on the website. If you just click on over to Inside Athletics at the top of the page, over to the far right, you'll see Boosters, and there's the All Sports Boosters membership form available right here on BridgeportIndians.com. So we look forward to seeing you at Titletown Tailgate coming up on Wednesday, August the 12th, and the fun gets underway at right around 5:30. Thanks again to Alex Randolph for being our guest on this episode of Tribe Talk. We'll be back next week. We'll introduce you to the new Bridgeport Boys soccer coach. Nate Jones joins us next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, presented by the Health Plan. We are here for you. Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School and WVRC Media. We are proud to live here, too.